SRBCEPSA Lee Yatnok Memorial School. 2013 to 2014. First term SSPA examination, English listening. Primary 6. Part 1.
Lily is listening to a story on the radio. You now have 40 seconds to study the questions below. Now listen to the story. When you hear a beep,
blacken the circle next to the correct answer.
The story will be played 2 times. The story will begin now.
It's only 10 days to Christmas, said Mrs. King. We haven't got much money, so we can't buy nice presents for the children. I feel so bad. Cheer up, said Mr. King. Money isn't everything. Let's look for meaningful presents for the children.
Question 1. When does the story take place? Question 2. How does Mrs. King feel? Question 3. The story is about...
Mrs. King had an idea. I know how I can get some money. I'll make some delicious goodies which I can then sell. She bought some flour, sugar, butter, and chocolate chips. She then spent all afternoon baking. She took them out of the oven and tried one. Mmm, these taste good. I'm sure lots of people will buy them. The next morning, she set off for the market with her basket, which was full of goodies. On her way to the market, Mrs. King saw a young woman who was a beggar. She had a small girl who was crying. The young woman asked Mrs. King for something to eat, but Mrs. King was in a hurry and didn't stop.
Question 4. What does Mrs. King make? Question 5. Which of the following is not true about the young woman? Question 6. Why doesn't Mrs. King help the young woman?
Mrs. King sold all of the delicious goodies. She was pleased. She had enough money to buy Christmas presents for her family. But on the way back, she saw the beggar again. I have enough food to eat and a roof over my head, but this woman doesn't even have a home, she thought to herself. She decided to give all her money to the woman. The woman thanked her and said, "One day I'll pay you back." Many years later, just before Christmas, a wealthy woman knocked on Mrs. King's door. "Do you remember me?" she asked. No, I'm afraid I don't, replied Mrs. King. But I remember you. You helped me. Now I want to thank you. She took out a large white envelope from her bag.
Question 7. What does Mrs. King mean when she says, I have a roof over my head? Question 8. What word best describes Mrs. King? Question 9. What do you think happens at the end of the story? Listen to the story again and check your answers.
It's only 10 days to Christmas, said Mrs. King. We haven't got much money, so we can't buy nice presents for the children. I feel so bad. Cheer up, said Mr. King.
This is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers. Part 2.
Daisy is listening to an advertisement on the radio. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5. You have 30 seconds to study the questions. You may start now. Listen carefully.
When you hear a beep,
blacken the circle next to the correct answer. The recording will be played 2 times.
The advertisement will begin now.
Hi everyone. You have the chance to watch a famous actress, Linda Ho, performing in a musical. She's the daughter of a famous violinist, Thomas Ho, and a famous writer, Lucy Chow. The musical is organized by Starry Drama House. Linda is helping to raise money for the elderly. Don't miss the chance to watch her performing on stage. The musical is called A Dream Comes True. It's about an 18-year-old girl named Tiffany. Her family is very poor, and Tiffany's parents want her to become a teacher or a nurse. But Tiffany dreams of becoming a famous singer because she loves singing. Also, she thinks if she becomes a pop star, she'll make a lot of money and can take care of her family. Her parents say she needs to be very lucky and hard-working to become a pop star. At 7:30 p.m. on the 30th of August at the Cultural Centre, Linda will be acting as Tiffany to make her dream come true. The prices of the tickets are $380, $680, and $880 each. Out of the money raised, 90% will go to the charity organisation Care for the Elderly. Tickets will be on sale at all 20 art and culture box offices from the 15th of April. For more information, call 8620 3223 or go to the website www.starrydrama.com. Give a helping hand. Act now.
Check your answers now. Number 1. What is the musical for? Number 2. What does Tiffany want to be? Number 3. Why does she want to do the job? Number 4. When will the musical be held? Number 5. You can buy the tickets at
Listen to the recording again and check your answers.
Hi, everyone. You have the chance to watch a famous actress, Linda Ho, performing in a musical. She's the daughter of a famous violinist, Thomas Ho, and a famous writer, Lucy Chow. The musical is organised by Starry Drama House. Linda is helping to raise money for the elderly. Don't miss the chance to watch her performing on stage. The musical is called A Dream Comes True. It's about an 18-year-old girl named Tiffany. Her family is very poor, and Tiffany's parents want her to become a teacher or a nurse. But Tiffany dreams of becoming a famous singer because she loves singing. Also, she thinks if she becomes a pop star, she'll make a lot of money and can take care of her family. Her parents say she needs to be very lucky and hard-working to become a pop star. At 7:30 p.m. on the 30th of August at the Cultural Centre, Linda will be acting as Tiffany to make her dream come true. The prices of the tickets are $380, $680, and $880 each. Out of the money raised, 90% will go to the charity organisation Care for the Elderly. Tickets will be on sale at all 20 art and culture box offices from the 15th of April. For more information, call 8620 3223 or go to the website www.starrydrama.com. Give a helping hand. Act now.
Check your answers.
This is the end of part two. You now have 1 minute to check your answers. Part 3.
Peter is listening to a radio program. You now have 40 seconds to study the questions below. Now listen to the radio program. When you hear a beep,
blacken the circle next to the correct answer.
The radio program will be played two times. The radio program will begin now.
Welcome to Sports Fan Club. I'm Eric Chan, host of our weekly sports program, bringing you the latest sports news in Hong Kong and around the world.
Question 1. What is the name of the program? Question 2. Listeners can listen to the program.
Our first story is about the 15th tennis competition to be held in Bangkok, Thailand. Former champion Philip Mitchell has announced he will not attend the competition. He has hurt his leg and will miss the chance to win $10,000. What a pity! But we do have some good news. Our favourite sportsman, Edwin Lau, left hospital yesterday. He has fully recovered and will represent Hong Kong in the Tokyo Badminton Competition next month.
Question 3. Where will the tennis competition take place? Question 4. What is the prize of the 15th tennis competition? Question 5. Which of the following about Edwin Lau is not true?
Another piece of good news is that the 2000 Olympic gold medalist Miranda Brown has given birth to a baby boy at St. Mary's Hospital in London. Miranda has decided to give up swimming to open a sportswear shop in London. Another Olympic gold medalist continues to do well. Let's take a quick break to listen to the commercials.
Question 6. Which item can you find in Miranda Brown's shop? Now listen to the radio program again and check your answers. The radio program will begin now.
Welcome to Sports Fan Club. I'm Eric Chan, host of our weekly sports program, bringing you the latest sports news in Hong Kong and around the world. Our first story is about the 15th tennis competition to be held in Bangkok, Thailand. Former champion Philip Mitchell has announced he will not attend the competition. He has hurt his leg and will miss the chance to win $10,000. What a pity! But we do have some good news. Our favourite sportsman, Edwin Lau, left hospital yesterday. He has fully recovered and will represent Hong Kong in the Tokyo Badminton Competition next month. Another piece of good news is that the 2000 Olympic gold medalist, Miranda Brown, has given birth to a baby boy at St. Mary's Hospital in London. Miranda has decided to give up swimming to open a sportswear shop in London. Another Olympic gold medalist continues to do well. Let's take a quick break to listen to the commercials.
This is the end of part 3. You now have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening paper.